Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
This summer, Cathy Donaghy, author and journalist, is going to join us for various conversations about embracing nature in everyday life, around your own home and in the neighbourhood, which we all might sometimes take for granted. And Cathy is here today to start us off. Cathy, you're very welcome. It's lovely to see you. We're starting off with this. The birds, Cathy, many will have heard on Derek Mooney's excellent Dawn Chorus programme last month. It's a perfect time of year to get to know the birds that surround us every day and in this beautiful weather as well.
I think that's it, Claire. And, you know, they're out there doing their thing and they are magic. I think of them as sort of miracles with feathers. They come into our gardens and, you know, it's really only when we stop and pay attention that we can see what's going on or hear what's going on. And I always think, you know, I'm no expert, but I am a passionate observer and I've been learning in the last few years. And I think lockdown triggered that sense of, you know, wanting to know more for a lot of people about what's going on. And the Dawn Chorus is the perfect example. And they're up early, you know, the first sort of streams of light sort of trigger something in their brains and they start to sing, which is really about marking territory. And in the early spring, it's about finding a mate and sort of saying, here I am, I'm fit and ready and in full throttle. You know, so that's sort of what that Dawn Chorus is all about.
So do you get up to hear that at 5 a.m?
Sometimes I get up early. I'm not an early riser all the time, but sometimes I do. But the birds are so noisy at this time of year that honestly, if you leave your window open at night, and I live in the country in Donegal, so, and I live near a woods, so if I leave my window open at all, the noise,
you've no choice. Yeah,
you actually, they will wake you. They are so noisy at this time of year.
Well, for those who aren't early risers, they can also witness this in the evening because you've got the dusk chorus as well, which gets less attention.
Yeah, I actually think that the dusk chorus is probably my favourite time of the day. It's really just that time when the light is fading. And if you go outside and things are sort of calming down for the evening, the dusk chorus, that's when the birds just, they just give it one last blast. And you know, they sing their hearts out at that time of night, and you'll hear all kinds of birds vying for attention. And really, I've learned that what it is again, it's marking territory. It's them saying, I'm bedding down for the night, I'm here, I'm fine, I'm in full fettle, this is my space, it's not vacant, don't take it, and I'll see you in the morning.
Now, you said there that you hear all kinds of birds, and for beginners, the uninitiated, it can be hard to distinguish or find out more about what you're hearing. Now, where do we go to learn if we're beginners?
Yeah, and I class myself as a beginner too, Claire, although I'm just paying attention. I think the best way to get started, there's a really good app called BirdNet that, you know, you can just, if you hear a bird noise, you know, you can just tap your phone and hold it up there. But birds are, it's when you want them to sing, they don't sing. So sometimes it's just, YouTube is really good. If you hear a sound and then you go to YouTube and you play those sounds back, you can, and you do it quite quickly, then you can hear what that bird was. Mm-hmm. I'm really old-fashioned about the birds in terms of identifying them. I brought today Irish Birds, David Cabot's book with me. It's a really good beginner's bird book. It you know, it tells you what the bird is. It categorises them into where they live. And just enough information, bite-sized information, I would say it's really, really helpful if you're getting started, I think. And when you go to the effort of actually looking at a book for your information, it sort of registers in the brain in a different way than just getting it online. It goes in and it stays in,
I think. So you keep that book, the Irish Birds book, handy in the house?
I have it on the windowsill where I have a bird feeder just outside the window, and it is a sea of goldfinches. And lots of birds come into the garden. So if I see something, I also live near water, and there's lots of seabirds that are near my house. So I will take the book with me and see, you know, what I can spot when I'm out for a walk.
Yeah, my mother does this, and she feeds the birds in mm-hmm. different times of the year when they might be struggling mm-hmm. for food. And she tells me about the little arguments that she sees going on, fighting over food, and it's a very loud discussion that they're having. Mm.
I think that's really amazing. I have 3 jackdaws in the garden and they're there every day. I don't know what is going on, but they wander around the lawn and they hop on the fence and they fall in and they fall out, and their behaviour is almost human-like to watch them, and they seem oblivious to everything else except their row. So they fall in and fall out and then they come back together and then they toddle around a bit more. They're actually really comical.
And do you think that's a food conversation going on, or could it be?
Doesn't seem to be food.
Something else.
It seems to be. I actually don't know what's going on with them. They seem to be. As I say, it's almost human. There's an argument of some sort going on. I think there's a partner in the middle, and there may be two suitors there. I think that's behind it.
Lots of Irish people will be familiar with swallows, and they're amazing, aren't they? The way they come back every summer.
Yeah, I think these are one of my favourite birds. These are the top guns, I suppose, of the bird world. They're just, if you'll know a swallow by, you know, its flight. It also has a forked tail, slightly bigger than a martin, and they'll nest in the eaves or they'll nest inside in a barn or in a shed that's left open. So they never nest in the eaves like the house martin will. So that's how you'll know a swallow. They are slightly bigger as well. And their flight is incredible. At this time of the year, they're really active. They're flying at night, gathering, you know, insects and flies. They're swooping over rivers. They're just incredible to watch. Mm. And when you think about their migration, Claire, you know, 10,000 kilometres across the Sahara Desert, which is getting wider every year. A lot of them don't make it. You know, their lives are quite precarious in terms of their flight. And just to be with us is just a feat of endurance. Mm-hmm.
And you know, coming back to the same hay shed year after year, and generations of them.
Yeah, this actually blows my mind when I see the swallows and I watch for them. I'm out looking for them, every year, and it does my heart good when I see them coming in. And then they take to the shed again, where they were born, and how they know to do that. What really fills me with joy is I think of my own ancestors. You know, I live in the same place where my ancestors were, and to think that, you know, my grandparents saw their ancestors. It's just that connection between the bird world and the human world is so beautiful and should be respected. And I think if we're friends with the birds and we get to know them and know their habits, they have a better chance of survival, you know, because like all migratory birds, or lots of migratory birds, they're in danger, they're at risk.
Yeah, and you love to see them coming, but some people listening to this will say they've destroyed the place on me with the droppings, because the swallows, when they come in big numbers and they really do take over, don't they?
Yeah, and Birdwatch Ireland will say that every year they get calls from people, especially the martins, the house martins will nest in the eaves of people's houses, so they do have droppings on the ground underneath, and the organisation will get calls about, what am I going to do about this? But, you know, if you really think and respect these birds and think about the journey that they have endured to be with us, to come here to our homes, I think it gives you a different appreciation of just what's happening here.
Now, you're not just into the beautiful birds. You mentioned the three jackdaws that have the chats. The crows, how do you feel about the crows?
I love crows. There's something ancient about crows. There's something wonderful about them. They are really, really noisy. In fact, crows, it doesn't seem to be dawn course or dusk course. It seems to be constant all day long. And they're building just across the road from us. And there's just a constant chatter of them. I love to see them. And you know, if you look at woods at night, they seem to gather, and there's huge gatherings of them. And if you watch crows as well, you can tell when the weather's going to change. They seem to have a knowledge about when weather is going to change.
What do they do?
They start to gather, Claire, in very strange ways. I'm no expert on this. I'm watching them, and they seem to know when bad weather is coming, because they move in large numbers. I think I was coming home from the beach last week, and there were I think the word is a murder of crows.
Yes.
So murderously sitting on the telegraph wires, and there were so many of them. I had to stop and take a picture of them. They were quite incredible.
And did the weather change after that?
It did, actually. Yeah.
There you go.
It got grey and there was a bit of rain.
Proof of the pudding. Mm-hmm. Cathy, thank you so much. And you're going to be back with us again throughout the summer. Again, learning about nature, embracing it, and people, hopefully people will learn along with us. Cathy Donaghy, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Claire. Let's go to the newsroom now.